I want to share with you a new meditation today. And it's called walking meditation. Now, you may be surprised to hear that you can walk and meditate at the same time as I was, because I thought meditation was always just about stillness. But we've already explored yoga, and you've seen that, on the deepest level, there's very little difference between, sitting, being with the breath, or lying down, focusing on the body, or standing and moving. The form is changing, absolutely. Sometimes we're lying, sometimes we're sitting, sometimes we're reaching. So the form can change practice to practice, but the essence remains consistent, remains the same. And it's that essence that we're really pointing to in all of these different practices, which is this capacity to be intimately aware of what is here in our lives in this moment, non-judgmentally, without pushing, without pulling, allowing and experiencing and learning from. And so, with that in mind, with that essence underlying all practice, really doesn't matter what you do. You could be walking, you could be standing, you could be sitting, you could be brushing your teeth, you could be eating a raisin, and still be cultivating mindfulness. However, walking meditation has become one of those popular and widely used forms of meditation, specifically in retreat contexts. So when I go on retreats, and so like such as when I was in Asia, what we're doing is, when I say we did 14 hours of meditation, it's not 14 hours of just sitting straight. That would be crazy. It's an hour of sitting meditation, followed by an hour of walking meditation, an hour of sitting, followed by an hour of walking, hour of sitting, followed by an hour of walking. And so that movement back and forth just allows the body to shift a little bit and not just be stuck in one posture, which can be incredibly austere and actually even counterproductive, because it creates too much pain. And it's helpful to get some blood flow through something like walking meditation. And for a lot of people, cultivating mindfulness first through movement is an easier medium channel to develop that capacity of being present. Both are important, the movement and the stillness, but at the deepest level, they're serving the same intention. We're going to do some walking meditation together, and let's just start by standing up wherever you are. And actually, if you can't stand for whatever reason, it's okay to do this also sitting down, and I'm going to show you why in a moment. So you can see me. Good. I'm going to take this mic off and just hold it out here so I could go a little bit further. So as you're standing, or if you're sitting, all I want you to do is just start by feeling your feet grounded on the floor beneath you. And so if you want, you can close your eyes. But you're just feeling your feet on the ground. And from here, what I want you to do is slowly start to shift your weight onto your left foot. And then slowly peel your right heel off the ground so that you're coming up on your right toes. And then let the right foot come back down, shifting your weight now over to the right side, peeling the left heel off the ground, coming up on the left toes, and dropping the left foot back down, shifting the weight to the left side, peeling the right up. And so we're just going to do this back and forth. You can do it at your own pace. And as you're doing it, with your eyes open or closed, just start tuning into all of the different sensations that you can feel in the foot as it peels off the ground, as it drops back onto the ground. Feeling the different texture of the floor beneath you. Notice what it's like when the weight is on one foot and the heaviness and the sensations of that, and then the lightness when the other foot peels off the ground. Good. And you can come back to a neutral standing posture. So that quality, I want to make sure you can see me. That quality of tuning in that way is the foundation of the walking meditation, which is really just walking back and forth in a path, right? So maybe find like 5 or 7 steps and we just walk. And as we're walking, we're feeling the sensations of the feet on the ground. And then you might get to the end of your path and you pause for a moment, reground yourself. And then turn. Now we're turning. And then you walk back. Left foot, right foot, left foot. And in each moment of that, with each step, you have this new opportunity to reground your attention into the present moment. And the step, the foot on the ground serves as that vehicle for you to drop in more fully, more engaged. And what I like about this is that often the sensations of the foot peeling off the ground can be very vivid because there's a lot of movement and you could feel the hardness. So it makes it easier for us to sustain and anchor our attention at one place. Thich Nhat Hanh, great meditation teacher says, walk to walking meditation as if each foot is kissing the earth. Each foot is kissing the earth. I love that. It's the cheesy part of me, but I really do like this idea of, oh, my foot is kissing the earth. And I'm gently lifting and moving and then, kissing the earth. There's a gentle, careful, gracious quality to that. That I find that really helps me anchor my attention there. So we're gonna do this about like 6 or 7 minutes or so. What time is it? Yeah, 6 or 7 minutes or so. And as we're going through it, what I want you to do is just find a walking path. It could be wherever you are in your room. You don't need much if you're going like I only have 3 steps. How can that's fine. Do it with 3 steps. Remember, you're not going anywhere. It's not like you have to get somewhere with this. The idea is just can I be here for this step and then this step and then this step and then maybe you stop. And now the stopping is very important because it gives you the opportunity to just feel both feet on the ground and then notice something interesting is going to happen. You got to turn around and you go, well, why is that so interesting? Well, there's a lot that needs to happen for that to happen, right? You shift your weight on one side, you lift your left foot up, you turn the left foot, you shift your weight again, you peel your right foot up, you turn the right foot, you shift your weight again, you lift. You get what's going on, and then eventually, somehow, you just turn around. It's like, okay, that's somewhat of a miracle, the fact that that all just happened, and usually it just happens at will that the body can do this. But there's this whole mind-body process going on that we can really tune into the mechanics of the body moving in that way, shifting in that way, all of which we can be present with and mindful with. Now, you can also do this sitting in a chair. Or maybe you've broken your foot. Maybe for some reason, maybe you're wheelchair bound, and that's fine. Or if you don't, and so if you are, you can sit in a chair and just feel like each foot lifting on the ground, each foot lifting off the ground, lifting up, lifting down. Right? It's no different because what we're doing is just tuning into a part of the body, lifting and dropping and feeling the sensations of that. Or if you don't have legs, you can do this with your hand or a part of your body where you just put it on a hard surface and just peel it up and then drop it back down. Peel it up and then drop it back down. It is serving the same function. There is nothing particularly noble or holy about being able to do walking meditation. It's just another vehicle and it has all different adaptations, right? So find a space for you, find an adaptation that works for you, and we'll do about 6 minutes of this. And I'll do it with you as well. So I will bring us back when you're ready. But you don't need to follow the recording in terms of like watching it, because I'm not gonna be doing anything other than just walking, and it'll be in silence as well. So just walk at your own. Oh, sorry. This happens, right? I told you we're gonna keep it organic. This is what happens when it's not fully scripted. Another thing that I want to remind you of is the pace. People go, well, how fast? Should I go super slow? Should I go super fast? No, you could do whatever works for you. And what's nice about the walking meditation is that you can kind of align it with wherever your mind is at. If you feel like you're in a very restless, agitated state, then it might be helpful to do the walking meditation quicker, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you might want to take more steps if you're going to walk at a faster pace. But all that does is you can still be present. You can still be present as you're walking at a faster pace. Just feel each foot on the ground. And that is a way of kind of aligning the natural energy in your body of just like feeling very restless with a faster pace that might feel less constraining. And then you might find organically that the steps start to slow down. Or not, and that's totally fine too. Or you might find as soon as you start this that you feel like you just want to go super slow, and that's fine too. No, neither is right or wrong, good or bad. So do what you want to play around with. Okay, so let's engage in this. And your eyes can be open for this, unless you're in a space where you can close them, and if you want to close them, you can. And it is helpful to have the eyes gaze down toward the floor, about 4 feet in front of you, just so that they're not wandering too much. All right. So you can begin to make your way back to your seat if you've been standing and walking.